time to get the CEO of the Adelaide Crows on because I've got a big announcement to make, I think. Andrew Fagan. Good morning, Fags.
Morning, Dits. Morning, Roo. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, Fags. Good. Now, what's this all about?
What's what all about, mate? You're asking the question.
What's this I'm reading in the paper today?
You're probably reading about our partnership with China Southern Airlines.
Yeah. Gee, that's a novel idea. A football club going into China.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, on this one, it's China came to us. So it was...
Right.
They're obviously a very significant organisation, the world's fourth largest airline, the biggest in Asia, and certainly the biggest in China, and going to be a wonderful partner of our football club, and it's taken discussions with them started probably 6 months ago, and said we're really excited about and what the future might hold with them.
How come they didn't go to Port, Fags?
Well, you'd have to ask the Port guys that. But look, it was a competitive process, but I think in the end, what played its part was the scale of the football club, and obviously their belief in our ability to put people on their planes through the fan base that we've got. So look, it was. They've been really productive discussions over a sort of long period of time, and we're excited about what we can do now.
We're happy to take you along for the ride. But if we go back a couple of years, your club didn't want to go to Adelaide Oval, and we did. So we set the pace there, and then you came along eventually. And
that's because you were going broke.
And now we've gone into
there.
China, and now you're coming to China as well. Just if you want to hang on to our coattails along the way and learn from us, we are the trendsetters. There's no doubt about that. And Fags, we are happy to help.
Good to see. I'm pretty sure you can't call dibs on a country, particularly one with 1.4 billion people in it. But
might be a long bow to draw.
There's plenty to share around. But look, it's our partnership is with China Southern Airlines, and it's for us. It's not just about China. Last week we hosted 50 people from France, part of a delegation with the DCNS. Submarine building company. At the end of last year, we were over in London as part of our partnership with the South Australia Club in the UK. So we've got a broad international strategy and one built upon an expansion of our fan base. But this is just a part of that.
Bit different for footy clubs these days. They have to go a bit further and wider for sponsors, whether it's Crows or Port, I suppose, isn't it, Fags?
Yeah, no, that's right. Obviously, we're paying really close attention to our partners in South Australia, but you shouldn't draw lines or put boxes around you. So, and obviously what we do have is a really large fan base, and you've got over 500,000 fans and 70,000 members. Then clubs and big brands want to be a part of it, and it's just about trying to find a package that's going to work best and on this one, we very quickly became aligned, and we're excited about bringing some benefits to our fan base, and sort of China Southern are excited about what we can do there.
Is Mr. Liu, the head of China Southern, was he excited about the We Flyers One slogan or not?
Yeah, it was impactful. So it came up pretty well when it was part of our presentation and bid to him. We thought we could have some fun with it, but he was engaged with it from the outset, as were the delegates from China. We've already initiated some discussions with the Melbourne Football Club, who've been doing some work in China for many years, and who are also a partner with China Southern Airlines. So we might engage with them on a few little activities, both here and in China. But for us, it's a part of a much broader strategy.
Have the girls stopped partying yet? Because we had a bit of audio of them playing up after the best and fairest the other night. They sound like they've had a little bit of fun.
Yeah, I think surely they've got a tie soon. they've gone hard for the week. And I was speaking to Phil Harper as I was checking out of the hotel in Darwin yesterday morning, and he said there was a couple of flights and he had to take some people on a 5:45 flight. And he said as he was sort of walking through the hotel foyer, a couple of girls were then up against the window pane in their swimmers. They'd just been diving in the pool at the casino and where we were staying. And look, they had a really big night. It was fantastic, actually, because it was obviously gone through all the industry nights and where they were recognised by the AFL and not just Aaron, but obviously the team in general. And this night was more just about us and some of our close partners and the girls themselves. So they're able to let their hair down. And for many of them, for all of them now, they just go back to their normal jobs. I think the general view was they didn't want it to finish. No. But they're obviously really proud of them. They've handled themselves well.
Good on you, Fags. Thanks for coming on.
No, good on you, Dits. Catch up soon, mate.
Righto. There you go. CEO of the Adelaide Crows, Andrew Fagan.